Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Thank you, thank you, and good evening, fellow slaves. Rick Adams with you. Our special guest tonight, fellow talk broadcasting host, Tim Goodness. And my goodness, I'm glad he's with us. Got a number of people who want to talk to him. But, Jeff, you're still on the line, right? Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You were making a good point, and you wanted Tim to compliment or at least comment on what you were saying about this communism philosophy and the attack on private property. Tim?
Well, Jeff is absolutely right. I mean, you've heard me say it before, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that the globalists, what many people call the New World Order, I assume, can further their agenda to to make a world of slaves, actually, I believe, and to turn America into a third world country, is to break the great American middle class. And they're doing that. And as municipalities struggle for more money, because, I mean, after all, they're all run by physical conservatives, right? As they struggle for more money to make their debt, they're coming up with insane ideas to reach into our pocketbooks and our wallets. I mean, the state of Washington actually has legislation. It may have been passed by now. It may have been thrown out, I hope. The state of Washington actually has legislation right now in front of it to actually require landowners and homeowners to pay for a permit to collect rainwater.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I talked about that on the local show a year ago. Nobody heard about it.
Did you? I only read the story myself in the Midnight Messenger, and it's from newswithviews.com.
Yes, yes.
I
mean, there's going to be a tax, literally, for everything.
To collect rain. I mean, what's going to be next?
If you're going to...
I'm sorry?
Collecting air?
Well, they do tax air in some states. You use air in the gas station. They have what they call a view tax. That is, if you live in an exclusive area with a nice view, you have an additional tax burden to pay on your property.
Yep.
All this in the land of the free. George Bush says this is freedom. This is freedom, he tells the Iraqis.
you're right about that.
It's insane. And you're going to see more of that, Jeff. You're going to see people paying for permits to cut down their own trees on their property. Own 100 acres of land, want to harvest 10 cords of wood a year to heat your home, well, you've got to have a permit. And you're going to see this. You're going to see it get worse and worse and worse until you and I don't have a dime to do anything other than pay bills.
Oh, yes, you are absolutely right. Let me give you a little local history of this area. In the Massachusetts area, for instance, housing, people used to be able to own their houses, but there's a term called blockbusting, where the slumlords got money for a low to moderate income housing, and once that happened, that's when the rent started going up. Mm-hmm. And then John F. Kennedy brought the worst blacks from down south all the way up to the northeast and put them in these projects.
Oh, sure. I don't doubt that one bit. But, you know, if you want to know what's really going to go on with housing, look into UN Agenda 21. That'll tell you everything. Right, Rick?
Yes, sir. Well, we'll talk about all this when we come back from the break. Jeff, thank you for your call Massachusetts.
Thank you,
call
Rick,
again.
Jeff.
New caller. Haven't heard him before. And we've got Joe on the line, Harold from Tennessee, and you can be next. 800-313-9443, and we will gladly put you on the air. We've got an hour to go with Tim Goodness, and certainly Tim would love to talk to you. As you can hear, he's quite a gabber like me, and he knows whereof he speaks. So join in, get on the line now, toll free. We'll put you on next. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, we'll be back with you.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Put a guy like Rick Adams on the air. He's insulting. He's terrible. He's attacking the people that make us happy. He's not one of us. He's not an American. He's nothing but a rabble-rouser.
Well, thank you very much for that, sir. I appreciate your hatred and opposition. That's what keeps me going. All right. We are on the air. We've got loaded lines right now because Tim Goodness is with us. And my goodness, Tim, you have a way of bringing him out.
Oh, well, I guess that's a good thing.
It is. All right, let's go right back to the phone. Waste no time here. Joe from Rhode Island, back home. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good. You?
Good, thanks.
Excellent.
Hi, Tim.
How are you, Tim?
Good, thank you. Tim, I'd like to, and Rick, I'd like to bring a couple of coals from off the altar of our father.
Okay.
And fan them a little bit, if I could.
All right.
Maybe we'll get them nice and bright, Rick.
All right. I like hot coals.
Let's see. Revelation 12 and verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. This is Satan that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And his children. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until death. You know, until you love not your life until death, and you put Jesus before you, and the word of his testimony as identity believers is a sharing of the truth as we have seen it and live it. The last facet of overcoming and loving Jesus more than our own lives and standing against this viper, even at the risk of death.
Yes.
You know, you have to get this word as an offensive weapon in your system.
Mm-hmm.
Start to do it now, because the only reason you ought to be delivered up in this slave world system that's coming,
mm-hmm,
and is here,
mm-hmm,
the only reason you ought to be delivered up is for bringing forth the word of God in its fullness.
That's right.
Not just the easy parts,
mm-hmm,
the,
mm-hmm,
tough parts too.
Yes, yes.
And not be afraid to voice it out and mouth it out.
No shame.
Those are the weapons that are going,
right,
to cut the head off this giant.
Absolutely. You're right. Take the bull by the horns.
This is the Goliath of the end time.
He's right, Tim.
Get the weapons out and let the war begin.
Let the swords be cast.
One of the coal, Rick, if I could.
Go ahead.
And the Revelation chapter 11, verse 19. You know, a lot of people are searching for the Ark of the Covenant on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That this movie and that movie, and everybody's mm-hmm. searching for the Ark of the Covenant. I'll tell you right where it is in Revelation 11, 19. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the Ark of his testimony. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquakes and a great hail. You know, man couldn't take care of that Ark of the Covenant. The enemy even stole it off our ancestors. And
yes.
God had to take it and store it in a place where it was hidden from men's view up in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time for that Ark of Testament to be brought forth. The angel said, eat the little book.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the little book and let the word come forth. The word of Jesus Christ will destroy the enemy.
Yes.
The words of ourselves will not do anything.
I'll say amen to that.
Thank you, Rick. I know you get a lot of callers.
Thank you, Joe, from Rhode Island. Appreciate it. Let's move along to, let's see, Harold in Tennessee. Hi, you're on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Hey, Rick and Tim.
Hi, how are you?
And that Joe was really good, ain't he?
Yes, he is. He's a great guy.
I really enjoy listening to him.
Thank you. I do, too. Now, how do you feel? What do you think about all this, Harold?
Well, I got several thoughts.
Okay.
I'm on this crazy testing. I figure it and debit cards,
mm-hmm.
I figure they'll come out by the time that this national ID card does.
You think so?
I believe that's about, you know, they'll probably put them all together.
Well, it's coming together, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is meshing now, isn't it? This
yeah,
whole New World Order grid.
Yeah. And then they'll want to give us them our useless flu shots, force us all to.
Well, they've been telling us that. Every time I go to the doctor, he says, you should get the flu shot. I says, no, thank you. I said, I'd rather have the flu.
Yeah, because with all that junk they got in there, it'll kill a man.
Well, I know a lot of people that have suffered some very serious repercussions, and yes, unfortunately, even death. But after all, look, if it kills the flu, what difference does it make, right?
Well, it kills you and the flu, too.
Well, so what? At least it kills the flu. That's the cancer mentality, so why not, right?
When they come after this crazy hillbilly heather, and that's what they call me,
no,
they're going to find out.
You're not.
They got a weed eater in their drawers.
God bless you. Go ahead,
Well, you
Tim.
Know, if you take a look at the work of Dr. Len Horowitz, who's very much against vaccines and flu shots, one of the things that actually turned him on to investigating, you know, the truth behind vaccines is, I believe his mother, she died after getting a flu shot.
I believe so. I think I heard that.
I interviewed Len Horowitz.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating guy. Very smart guy.
Yep.
And I love it when people paint him as being some kind of conspiracy theorist. Because if he's a conspiracy theorist, well, then the U.S. Senate is entertaining conspiracy theorists.
Yeah,
he testified before the U.S. Senate.
He's in our crowd, ain't he?
He's a good man. He's
yeah, right.
Man.
And George Bush... He ain't the son of God. Well, he is, but he's the wrong God. Satan is the father.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I can't look at Skull and Bones and not and believe that any of those people are Christians.
That's for sure.
You know, when I look at an organization like that, I don't know much about them at all, but I know enough to come to the conclusion that if you're part of that group and you don't come out against it for redemption, then there's a problem, and you can't be a Christian. No way.
No way. And right now, Jehovah turned this world over to Satan. Satan is the god of this world right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Like he told Jesus, if he would worship him, he would give him all things.
As if he could, huh?
Well, he could have because he is in control of the world.
Yeah, you can't give him what the Father created, though, can he?
Right.
he
couldn't hoodoo Jesus.
But Jesus turned around and said, man does not live by what?
Bread
by
alone.
Bread alone. He lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Right.
And that's all we need to do as a nation. If we did that today as a nation, our problems would be gone, our nation would be healed, and we would once again be truly the strongest and greatest nation in the world.
And we would be blessed more than
Absolutely.
We can ever imagine.
Yeah, but we've turned from him and we've turned to Balaam. You know, Balaam is our God now.
Yeah, and they're sending their kids to Moloch.
Yep. Absolutely. Harold from Tennessee, you're a good man. Call again, please.
Okay, Rick, enjoy talking to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Tim appreciates it, too. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Tim Goodness, my guest. And hello, Jim from Kansas. You're on the program.
Yeah. Pardon me, I had to cough there.
That's all right. We all have to, you know. Okay.
Have you ever considered the question of why are we considered a resource? We're no longer the people, we're the resources, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been the resource, and we've been the backbone of the debt since President Grant. I don't remember the legislation's name, but Republicans love to talk about the first Republican president, Lincoln, and justifiably so. He freed the slaves. People don't know. Most Americans don't realize that there were two Emancipation Proclamations, but that's a different story.
Well, he enslaved the free as well as freed the slaves.
Well, that was actually Grant, because Grant signed the legislation that made every single living American collateral for United States debt.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is absolutely true, sir.
Well, you know, when you understand how money works, the dollar bill, all you got to do is compare it to a silver certificate.
Yep.
The dollar bill is not a note, although it says it's a note, because it lacks three of the four requirements of a note.
And those are?
Have you ever noticed that?
Well, I know a little bit about it. Like, for instance, there's no reserve to the Federal Reserve. There's nothing backing it up.
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Right.
But I'm getting to it in a way that anybody can look at a dollar bill and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a note is a promise to pay, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, there is no promise to pay in our Federal Reserve note. There's none. But on the silver certificate, it had all four requirements of a promise to pay.
Mm-hmm. I know that. Yep.
Because it had the payor, the payee, the due date, and the amount.
Yep.
Right on there, written on.
Yep.
You know, payable to the bearer on demand, so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
Okay, that the silver certificate was a note from the banker to us. If you walked in with that piece of paper and put it on the counter, he had to give you a silver dollar for that note, right?
Well, whatever the denomination was, correct, yeah.
Correct. Now, the present note is a note from us to the banker, a complete reversal.
Yes.
Now, why is that? Because of what you said before.
Mm-hmm.
We are their money. Our
That's
pledge
right.
of future labor is the money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
no money is created in our society
yes.
until somebody signs a note and borrows to buy a car or a house
That's
or a
right.
corporation borrows to buy their future business or the government borrows. Somebody has to sign a note.
Well, as Rick said earlier when he was talking about acquiring debt, he hit something right on the head. It's not only a debt-based currency, but we're a debt-based economy. And you see evidence of this. If a report comes out of one of the various government agencies saying that Americans are not taking on as much debt, what happens to the stock market? The stock market has a bad day. It has a very
okay.
bad day.
Now, think about that. If I don't go down and borrow the money for a car, no money is created for that car.
That's right.
I have to pledge my future labor, okay? I'm the resource because I pledge my labor, okay?
That's right.
Now, when I borrow the money, then the money exists to buy that car. The banker didn't create it. I did.
That's
when
right.
I signed that note, I gave the banker the authority
mm-hmm.
to create the money.
Absolutely, Jim. You're right.
And he didn't create it in dollar bills. The only money they actually create in dollar bills is what we carry in our pockets.
That's right. That's
thank
right.
you, Jim. Jim, I appreciate your call. We got to move along. You're right on the money, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, Tim, you stay there. Tim Goodness.
Okay.
We have more callers. Jim, another Jim in Rhode Island calling. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order this amazing new product, call 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. And be sure to mention Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aranair.us.
Would you like to know the reasons why your taxes are so high? Would you like to know what fuels inflation every time you buy? Would you like to know who takes the biggest slice out of your pie? It's the Federal Reserve, and I'm here to tell you why. It's not that complicated to explain in layman terms. When something's really rotten, it is sure to crawl with worms. And that something really rotten happened in this nation's past. It's been feeding on our prosperity until now we're sinking fast. Whoa, the Federal Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulently shoved this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve is...
That's right. Thank you. All right. Hey, good, good, good. I like that song. All right, we're back. Uncensored, Radio Free American. Truer words were never sung, huh, Tim?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 800-313-9443. Jim in Rhode Island, back home. Hello, Jim.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Good, thank you.
I guess you are a recalcitrant reactionary.
You thank you.
Don't accept these ideas, and they're just done for your benefit.
I guess mental health testing will be next for me.
Right, that's I was going to start off with the... I've got to have trouble keeping track of you guys. You started with the public schools, you went to vaccinations. The public health rubric, the umbrella under which they put all this stuff now, in which they include, you know, mental, physical, psychological health, right, is all based on sociological inputs. In other words, some social science studies. The whole concept of social science or scientific socialism is junk science. It's a bogus methodology.
Yes.
It's okay to gather information, but when you use it as a concrete fact, as a objective truth, it's just a scam, and they've been using it over and over again to take license over others. That's a phrase I picked up from a research, and that's just what it is. It's taking unwarranted power and control over other people.
Well, correct, I think Tim will agree with you on that, won't you, Tim?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, but whenever you see the word ology or that part of the word, forgive me, at the end of a word like sociology, psychology, doesn't that pretty much mean that it's a study in progress?
Correct. It's a study of.
Yes, of that particular. And it would imply that it's in progress. So we really don't know as much as we'd like to think we know, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to bring this issue up in different hearings and so forth. The person that coined the word sociology was a Frenchman by the name of Auguste Comte,
mm-hmm.
and he called it positive, the positive method. Just another term for secular humanism.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, instead of using your facilities to their fullest extent, they make human perception the be all and end all. In fact, that's the basic method of Marxist dialectical materialism. Historical determinism is a unfolding of the historical events. I have a reference that says that you can get beyond empirical knowledge. Now, that's just a bunch of horse pucky, you know? I mean, they've been pushing it, and they work that way, and they tout the results of their system and their method, but it just doesn't work. One of the things I wanted to bring up is I printed up some material and, distributed over the years. One of them is a section of the Communist Manifesto under Proletarians and Communists, right?
Yes, yes.
In the same paragraph, they have abolition of the family, in charge of wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents, this crime we plead guilty, that's child advocacy, and the Communists have not invented the intervention of society in education. They do but seek to alter the character of that intervention and rescue education from the influence of the ruling class. In other words, to make it a progressive education which does not take into account the historical record and the traditional values of the culture that it's trying to form.
Right.
It's trying to overthrow. In fact, the government schools form a new paradigm as they go along by collecting this information.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had personal experience here in Rhode Island. As I've said to Rick a few times,
mm-hmm.
we have a small state here, and we can see the
yes.
workings, the machinations.
Yes.
I mean, I am on a first-hand basis with almost mm-hmm. all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
The people from the National Education Association primarily will lobby in the State House. I got a picture that I've showed the people in the past. Our local newspaper printed a picture of one of their lobbyists posed in front of a picture of Lenin.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, they're out-and-out Marxists, but they call themselves progressive liberals.
Progressivism is the new word, yeah. But it's an old wine in old bottles, isn't it?
It certainly
Jim,
is.
Thank you for your call, Jim. We got to move along, and let's see, Mike and Doug, you guys will be next, but I see the clock ticking away, and I don't want to be unfair to you, so hang on the line, because in a few seconds we'll break and come right back to you and your calls. And by the way, a very lively, spirited exchange tonight, very happy for that, and if you'd like to speak with my guest, Tim Goodness, get on the line now, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
A million years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can sweep and die. Play.
Yeah, that's what you become, America. A playpen. Why, you swine. That's why we've lost our freedom. You've neglected, you've forgotten, you have abandoned the faith of your fathers. All right. Well, I'm back. Rick Adams in the final half hour of tonight's edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Tim Goodness, my guest, thank goodness, and he is here and taking a lot of good calls tonight. I'm very pleased, ladies and gentlemen. I might just stay on now. I might just continue my work here. All right, 800-313-9443 is our number. Tim, did you want to say something before we go to the phone calls again?
No, I've been running my mouth too much tonight.
No,
so
you haven't.
Go right
I enjoy
ahead.
It. Gives me a chance to rest here. Now, all right. Mike from Kentucky. Hi, Mike. You're on the program.
Well, I'm looking at a volume of 20 years of Congress from 1884 or 81. I think it's, well, 1884 was when it was published by James G. Blaine. He has a chapter in there entitled The Merits of a National Banking System, and this was sold after the Civil War because of all the paper float from state banks competing with the federal
Treasury.
Treasury notes, which I guess were expected to be redeemed, although they played around with that.
They did, yeah.
Was that not the era of Salmon P. Chase?
Was that not when he was the secretary? Yeah, I believe it was. And Lincoln,
now, that tells you why he's on the $10,000 Federal Reserve note.
Okay.
And guess where the guy that warned us about it, one of the founders that warned us about it, is relegated to the non-silver nickel and the $2 note. That'd be Jefferson. He warned us about the banks and corporations that would rise up against or around the national banking system, depriving us of our property until we wake up homeless.
Wasn't it Jefferson who said that private banks should be feared more than a standing army?
Well, the quote that I think, it's a fairly long quote, but it really sums it up pretty well. He says if the United States ever allows the issuance of its currency to come into the hands of private banks through inflation and deflation, the banks and the corporations that arise up around the banks will deprive the people of their property through inflation and deflation until our posterity wakes up homeless in the land that their fathers conquered. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with that quote.
Yeah.
The other quote, I'm pretty sure, is Jefferson also. He said that private banks are to be feared more than a standing army. And considering in Jefferson's day we had fought the British twice, I think that says a lot.
In the concluding paragraph of this chapter that James G. Blaine writes on the merits of the national banking system, he rather plainly points it out that the one defective element of a national bank system is that it requires the permanence of a national debt as the basis of its existence.
Mm-hmm.
And in a Republican government, the people naturally oppose a perpetual debt. And I think that's one reason why they keep trying to tell us that we're in a democracy. But I think it's more of an emergency declared facade democracy or something. That's why they call it de facto. But
I think they call us a democracy for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is to get the idea of us being a free constitutional republic out of our heads.
Mm-hmm.
You hear these things about the Constitution being a living, breathing document, and it has now morphed into we have now morphed into a free democratic republic.
Well, another fairly well-known quote of Jefferson is that the law is meant for men of ordinary understanding and should not be interpreted through metaphysics to mean everything and nothing at the same time, which I think is what, the Constitution really, it's all nice and great to have our fireworks on 4th of July, but by the time you get it to the Supreme Court, it ends up either the United States reserves the right not to answer or they somehow weasel around, plain language.
Mm-hmm.
But this one next sentence really says it all here. But as so long as a national debt exists, no use has been found for it more conducive to the general prosperity than making it the basis of a banking system.
Absolutely.
Which flexibility and safety are combined. Sounds like Galen Greenspan.
You know, when you hear that nonsense about we have to pay off and we can't keep up with the national debt, that is the most amusing yet nonsensical term I have ever heard in my life.
It's not meant to be paid off.
It cannot be paid off. The debt is part of the nature of the banking system itself.
Well, it's theoretically impossible. How can you possibly have money? How can a government possibly have a third party print its money, pay for that money to be printed, pay interest on that money, and then be indebted for those three things, the money, the amount of the money, the interest, and the cost to manufacture the money, and ever pay it back? That would be like owning the only chicken in the world and giving people eggs and saying, well, here's a dozen eggs, you now owe me 13. How could people pay you back 13 eggs?
You can't pay a debt with a debt.
That's exactly.
You can't.
Absolutely.
Your debt still exists if you just transfer it to another credit card.
That's right. And I'll
well
tell
put.
You,
Well put.
I'll tell you right now, anybody who knows, who really knows how the Federal Reserve works and doesn't see what's happening in this country and blows everyone off as being a conspiracy theorist is hopeless.
Well, you know, we had Eustace Mullins on last night, and those of you who listen know what he said about Morton Downey Jr., what happened to his show after he came on the show. You know, Morton Downey Jr. was known as a guy who would bring on whom he wanted to bring on. And he brought on all the nuts like Alan Dershowitz and, by the way, Savage Dershowitz with John Dumyenyuk on the show and others. But when he brought on Eustace Mullins, that was the death knell of his career because Federal Reserve System came up. And, of course, Eustace savaged it and explained what a total combative fraud it was. And that was just about the end of the career of Morton Downey Jr. on nationwide television.
Oh, it's the death toll. It's
absolutely
the death toll.
It is.
I have to plead ignorance. I don't know the gentleman you're referring to. I'll look
into big
him.
Teeth.
Well, you're
I'll
too young, Tim.
He's got
you're
huge teeth.
Does he? I'll look
big
into
him. Big Cheshire grin, yeah. I remember him. I wondered
Eustace
what happened
Mullins.
To him.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, he was on last night. I'm surprised you didn't catch it, Mike.
No.
All right. Well, you got to listen every night now to the program.
Wow.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call, Mike.
Take care, Mike.
Good hearing from you. Good information, as always. What an audience, huh?
Yeah, very well.
Fabulous people. Okay, 800-313-9443. Want to get on? You got time to talk to Tim Goodness. He's a fellow radio talk host, alternative truth monger, if you will, who's willing to chitty chat with you tonight. We've only got a little bit of time left, so get on the line now. And let's go to Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
This case down here, we've had a little coverage here in our local media about the Katie Warnicke. She came on there and she said that she didn't have any, they couldn't detect any more cancer in her after they'd already poisoned her with their chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
She was gaining weight, and her mother made this little recording of her. And she said, I feel fine, I'm gaining weight, and this and that, and I do not want radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the little SOBs from the government come in there and overrule her parents, her, and whatever. And to me, that's just a statement that what they're saying is the state owns this person.
Mm-hmm.
This is the state's property, and we will do what our little allopathic Rockefeller, you know, the
Carnegie, whatever.
Had she wanted to get an abortion?
Oh, you're reading my
mind. Her parents said, no, you can't. Then she would have had all kinds of defense from the American Communist Liberties Union and other groups, and the government would have said, you're right, you can kill that child.
If that child, and she's how old, 14?
She's 12.
She's 12. If that girl wanted to have an abortion, the state would listen to her and they'd give it to her in spite of what her parents thought. However, if she doesn't want chemotherapy, that's a different story. Now the state knows what's best for her. Doesn't it turn your stomach? Doesn't it just make you want to puke?
Make my day, punk. I think of Dirty Harry when I hear this.
It's the hypocrisy, just like Jesus.
And the arrogance.
The Pharisees, the scribes, and the hypocrites.
Yes.
Vipers.
Yes.
And we have that in abundance today, and they just, you know, they took her other children, three children, kind of holding them as ransom. They've finally been returned after the people had to remortgage their house to pay her bond to get out of jail.
Yes.
And so, anyway, the husband's there. She's out of jail finally. You know, it only costs $5,000 or $6,000, Federal Reserve notes. And but her little daughter, they're going to insist on whether, you know, she says she's not sick. Tests show she's not sick. And but they want to give her some radiation.
Well, they want to make her sick, and that's the whole point.
Kill her.
Yeah.
They won't be happy till she's dead.
Right.
That's, you know, because when she's dead, that's when the pharmaceutical companies and the medical profession and the state will know they've gotten every dollar out of her they can.
That's the whole good. It's money. I keep telling people. It's about the love of money, and money brings control. That is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No, no.
Jesus said that before you did, Rick.
Yep.
He said the love of money is the root of all evil.
And that's what people love more than anything today. They're gambling away their homes, their jobs, their pensions, because they think that money will solve their problems. They don't realize they've abandoned the faith of their fathers. Money will not bring about happiness or health.
No.
Only God can do that, and you'd better turn back to Him. As one of the callers said, we better pray because God is angry, and He's talking to this country right now.
And talking about mortgages, I've never had a mortgage on my home. I bought
good for you
land, and I bought it on a contract with the owner of land, and it didn't go through the bank or anything. And built my own house.
Good for you, yeah.
And I'm not on the tax rolls as having house because I'm so wooded. I have 5.5 acres.
I love this situation. God bless you.
I get 5.5 undeveloped acres, yet I've got a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, beautiful log home built here.
Don't say that too loud, no.
Well.
Yeah, we got GPS. We're going to find you.
I don't think any of the idiots that are with the county, especially, the people that access the homes. We have too much new construction going up around here, and people buying $500,000 houses. And, they want to go where they can get the big fish, the suckers.
Yeah.
They don't want some little...
Well, here in Rhode Island,
don't count on that. Go ahead.
Here in Rhode Island, $500,000 buys you a ranch.
Yeah, really? It buys you? It buys you an outhouse with a shack attached.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey,
brother.
Doug, thank you for your call. I got to run.
All right.
Thank you, brother. All right. I'm thinking about this case though of Katie again. Now that he brings it up, and I know that you have some little ones. You have at least one child. Do you have?
Yes, I do.
Now I'm thinking. What if this person, this young child, your son, is it? Your son,
yes, it is, yes.
What if he got ill and you knew what to do and you said you're going to treat him out of your own convictions and you're going to have him get, the care of naturopathic physicians? You're not going to let the state poison him. And someday the state knocked on the door, Tim, and said, give me your child. What would you do? I don't want to put you on the spot, per se. I'm asking you what... would you do, though? Do you have any...
It's the kind of things that nightmares are made out of.
I know what I would do.
It's the kind of things nightmares are made out of. I can speculate, but I really don't know what I would do. I know I would fight them in every manner I had.
Well, the tragedy is if you took a life and you did something to defend your own child's life, you'd be in jail and you'd never probably see your child.
I'm referring to legally.
Yeah,
legal.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm just saying what I would do is, well, actually, when you think about it, let's be honest here. Self-defense is legal as far as I'm concerned. It's common law legality.
Oh,
and
sure.
If someone comes knocking at your door at any time of day and night, and whether they come with a warrant or not, they come and say, give me your child. Remember what they did in Germany. Remember what they did in Russia. Remember what they did in China. What will we do, ladies and gentlemen? That is the question I pose for all of us.
Yep.
And someday, that question will have to be answered, I think, by us, Tim. That's the tragedy.
Well, hopefully it won't have to be answered by me in particular, but I see where it could be coming, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a frightening issue, and that's how you really control things, is you brainwash the children,
you
or you
get
take the children from the parents.
Exactly.
Get the children. Did you see this new poster that's out? That's appearing on some of the trains in Washington D.C. That looks so like something that Stalin would have had on the walls.
Which one is that? Now?
About watch, ride, and report.
I have not.
So Stalin, Stasi-esque. I mean, if those are even words. And this is one of the things that they do, and it programs the children also. And, you know, how many times have we heard stories about the first thing a child does when he comes back from, or he or she comes back from summer vacation is write a little essay about what they did over the summer and, how, you know, what mommy does and what daddy mm-hmm. does and things like that. And this is what they do. This is what they do.
I'm
they
well
attack
aware.
The children.
Castro did it in Cuba.
Children.
And
yep.
Mao Zedong did it in China. It
yes.
is a communist tactic. Again, right out of the manifesto, the family must be abolished.
Yes.
And the family has to be divided and overcome before it can be abolished.
You betcha.
All right. We'll be back with more with Tim Goodness and yours truly, Rick Adams. Uncensored Radio Free America. We'll be back in about 3 minutes from now.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos. The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All righty, we're back in the final 4.5 minutes. And we are grateful that for a moment we have a lull in the program. We've had so many calls tonight, and I'm pleased, Tim, to have you with me. I don't want this to be an occasional thing, once a blue moon. I think you should be here at least once a month, if not more.
Oh, it'd be my honor.
I love
being on with you, Rick. We have great conversations.
Love it. You are just great, and we hit it off together well. In fact, I may have you be my co-host every night. How's that? I don't know what John Stadmiller would say about that, but anyway, maybe we got to get you a program. That's for sure. I'd love to hear you.
Boy.
That'd be great, even on a weekend or something.
I'd love that.
Hey, you got a lot of knowledge and a lot of articulation. And I'm very proud, very pleased to work with you. And I tell you, it was great tonight, just the knowledge between two of us and the callers. And I think that those who are listening to us are being edified very strongly.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes when I'm on your show, I can't help but think that we're preaching to the chorus. These folks are very well informed. They seem to know what's going on. They seem to know what the game plan is or what many of us conceive as the game plan. And my hat's off to them. These are the people that are going to take back this country.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They say for every one person that calls, there are hundreds and hundreds of people who are never calling,
oh, absolutely.
Who never do call, and
that's
yet listen
true.
To us. And I know we've got listeners in places that you would probably not imagine, probably even at the basement of the White House with all of the North and
Company. That's the NSA's job, to monitor all communications inside the country.
Well, you know they're doing that. When they're listening to Rick Adams, I can tell you that right now.
Very quickly, go to your computer. Type in the NSA is listening. The NSA is listening. And you will pull up an article I wrote, I think, 3 or 4 years ago on the NSA's favorite little machine or little system, I should say, Echelon. And it does indeed listen to every phone call, read every email, listen to every radio show, and it monitors all of it for keywords.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we've got Patriot Act 2 and 3 coming, so we better watch our P's and our Q's and behave, because Mr. Bush is a freedom-loving leader. Well, hey, Tim, it's been a pleasure having you tonight, and I want to do it again, with, as I say, when you have time in the next 3 or 4 weeks on a Friday, if that's convenient for you. I love it, and I think our audience has shown they appreciate it, too.
They're great people, and so are you, Rick. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll do it then. Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and just to wrap up and say goodbye to our listeners, Monday night we'll be back, God willing. Have a good weekend. Have a safe weekend. Pray, and pray that God will continue to watch over us, all of us, each of us. Pray that we merit his love and mercy and protection, his veil of protection over each of us. Pray that the evildoers will be caught, will be stripped of their power, will be made to be disgraced from office, all of them be judged by God Almighty as He will. But most of all, pray that God protect you and America as we go through this time of crisis. And it's been my pleasure. We'll see you Monday night. Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.
In your hand.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.